Okay. Now, if you go on your newsletter on the course history for the lesson of today, okay, I would like to work on a reading comprehension.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you go on your links and document, if you go on my libraries,
Okay.
and then you will see a link and document.
Oui.
Okay. And then you will see
Reading comprehension.
reading comprehension. Absolutely.
Okay.
And then let's see. Okay. All right.
Merci.
So, okay. So, how was your weekend? You had a great weekend, or what did you do?
I'm on holiday.
So,
So,
what's your plan? How are you planning to spend this holiday?
go with my friend on ta in town. So we are going to do some activities and do my homework for my school, and that's it.
Okay. So you're not planning to go to the beach, or how is the weather in your country?
So weather is maybe it's a little bad.
Ah. It's raining, it's gray.
It's gray, it's gray.
It is gray, and is it cold?
No, it's much warmer, warmer.
How in terms of temperature? Then 15, 20.
Maybe 15.
15, 15.
15.
Alors, c'est pas 15, c'est 15. OK, FIF. It change. Okay, all right. Before we go to the reading comprehension, did you have any homework? I
Yes.
don't remember. Okay. Where is your homework?
On the white paper, I write. I have five sentences to write
Okay.
on the
Yes.
present
Yes.
continuous and present simple.
Okay. I don't see it. I don't see it. Attends, I'm checking. Ah, all right. You put it down. Okay. Let's correct. I put it on the top, okay?
Okay.
I put it on the top. It will be lesson four. Okay, so here, correction of homework. All right, let's go. Can you read it for me, please?
Okay, so are you speaking English now?
Are you speaking English now? Very good, yes.
I'm playing video games, so I can't do my homework.
I'm playing video games, so I can't do my homework. Perfect.
You aren't thinking about your test for tomorrow.
So you aren't thinking about your test. It's no apostrophe and no E. It's your, like this. YOUR.
Okay.
Okay. You aren't thinking about your test for tomorrow. Okay.
We are eating in the kitchen with all family.
Okay, perfect.
I'm
That is
trying to
one.
study, but there is too much noise.
Alors, too much noise is double O.
Okay.
Okay, too much noise. So this is the present continuous. Perfect.
And
Next
for the
one.
present simple, so I eat one hamburger every week.
Okay, not bad. Every week, not every day. Yes. Okay, cool.
I do sport on Monday and Tuesday too.
Okay, two, or bien you can use two, or you can use as well.
Okay.
Okay, this also could be used.
Do you like the French food?
I mean, I wouldn't say there, but I would say, do you like French food? Do you like French food? You don't have to
Okay.
put there. Okay.
He
Good.
likes travel in a warm country.
Okay, now this sentence is a bit wrong. He likes, and we will say traveling.
Okay.
Okay. Now, why the rule is as simple is it? As we call a gérundif, gerund. Okay, so after a verb, the next one takes the form. The next one takes the form of gerund with an ing. Okay, so for example, I give you
Okay.
more example. I love swimming. Okay, I like I like painting. You see? So here
Okay.
it could be an activity, yeah? So traveling is an activity. And the last one.
He doesn't have a good car.
He doesn't have a good car. Perfect. Thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you.
Now, for today, we are going to work on your reading comprehension. I want to check on your pronunciation, understanding, and vocabulary.
Okay.
Okay, we'll start on something very simple. Can you open the document?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So.
Okay,
It's Maitland's
go
news.
down, go to the second page. This one, test number one. Okay, can it be open more, bigger? Can you open it
Yes,
bigger?
please.
Perfect, go to the second page. All right, now this is a small text that we are working on today, and I will ask you some question as well for you to answer the question, okay,
Okay.
and vocabulary and so on. Now you're going to read the first part of it only, and then you stop.
Okay.
Okay, let's read it. Let's go.
In my head, so
No, aloud, à haute voix.
Mr. Peter Williamson is at the bank. Here is his interview with Mr. Bolton, the bank's manager. Good morning, Mr. Williamson. Good morning. Please sit down. Thank you. Now, one or two questions. Yes, of course. How old are you, Mr. Walton? 38. And you're Australian, aren't you? Yes, that's right. Are you married? Yes, I am. What's your wife's name, Clara? What's your wife's age, Mr. Walton?
Okay, stop. Now, could you tell me, thank you very much. Could you tell me what is the name of the bank manager, please?
It's Peter Walsham.
Okay, try to give me four sentences, okay, when you answer me. Okay, so could you give me the answer again, please? What?
The manager of the bank, it's Peter Walsham.
Okay, so and what? No. No. Look well. What is the name of the client? What is the name of the client? And what is the name of the bank manager?
Some is at the bank. Here's an interview, Mr. Bond. So it's Mr. Robson?
Absolutely. So the name of the manager, the name of the bank manager is, the name of the bank manager is Mr. Robson.
Okay.
And what is the name of the client?
So it's Peter Williamson.
The name of the client is Mr. Peter Williamson. Okay, perfect. Okay, now could you tell me what is the age of Mr. Williamson and what is his nationality?
The age of Mr. Williamson, it's 38.
Okay, of Mr. Williamson. Okay, so he is 38 years old. Okay, and could you tell me what is his nationality? Nationality.
Yeah, I don't see. Australian.
Absolutely. He is.
I tried to find it.
An Australian. Okay. He is.
I can't leave the. Because my dog bark a lot, so I just leave 2 seconds.
Okay, no problem.
Thank
go
you.
On, go on.
Okay, it's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And could you tell me what is the relation status of Mr. Williamson? What is the relation status? What is the relationship status of Mr. Williamson?
He's married?
Absolutely. Okay, he is married. Now he's married, he's single, he's divorced. This is relationship status, huh?
Oh, okay.
Okay. And what is the name of his wife?
Is Clara.
Okay. His wife's name is Clara. Okay, his wife's name is Clara. Okay, now let's go to the second part.
Okay,
let's go.
Pardon, how old is Mr. Williamson? She's 35. I see. And is she Australian too? No, she is British. And what's her job? She is a nurse. A nurse, yes. Have you got any children? Yes, three. Two boys and a girl. Two girls and a boy. No, two boys and a girl. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. And what are their name? Nick, Sandra, and Richard. And their age? 10, 8, and 4. I see. Now one more question. Mr. Williamson, what's your job? I'm a university teacher. A university teacher? Right, thanks you. You want £80,000
pound
two.
All right, thank you very much. And could you know, or do you know the age of Mrs. Williamson?
35.
Okay, she has. I wanted you to make the mistake.
Yeah.
We don't
she
know,
is we, certified.
Voilà. In French, because you say elle a, okay, you translate it sometimes. She has 35 years old. It's very wrong. Okay, this is wrong. It's she is 35, okay, years old. And could you tell me about her profession and her nationality, please?
His wife is a nurse.
Okay.
And she is British.
And she's British, all right. And do you know if they have children?
Yes, he have two boys and a girl.
Two boys and a girl. So could you tell me more about the children, please? So what's the name, how old are they, and so on?
So the name of the children, it's
are
Nick, Sandra, and Richard, and their age are 10, 8, and 4.
10, 8, and 4. All right, perfect. And could you tell me more about the student, about Mr. Williamson, please? What do you have about Mr. Williamson?
Mr. Williamson, it's a university teacher.
Okay, he's a university teacher. And why is he at the bank? What does he want?
To take money.
And how much money does he want?
$80,000. £80,000.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's go to the second one now. Go down, scroll down. Okay, now, okay, let's come to here. Let's read about Lupitazi. Now, this is about, we are going to talk about a lady and this describe her day. Okay. Now, here in this text, I want you to pay attention to the sentence structure and the verb tenses that we use here.
Okay.
Okay. Let's read it, please.
Hello, my name is Lupita Gonzalez. I work in a light company in Monterrey, Mexico. We make bottles and cans for soft drink. I am a secretary. I answer the telephone and take message. I also use a fax machine and a computer. My first language is Spanish, but sometimes I speak English. Many of our clients are from the United States. My supervisor is Mr. Torres. He is an engineer. I start work at 8. I usually drive to work. I have lunch from 1 to 2. I finish work at 5:30. I go home and help my mother prepare dinner. We have dinner at 9. After dinner, I usually watch television a while. I usually go to bed at 11.
Okay, so I have lunch from 1 to 2 o'clock. My, just in terms of pronunciation, my supervisor is Mr. Torres, supervisor, and he is an engineer. He is an engineer. Okay, engineer. All right. Now, what tenses do we use here?
It's I want to
Most of the
say
tenses.
present simple.
Absolutely. So my name is, I work. Okay, we make. You can see I answer.
Yeah.
Take messages. Is Spanish. Speak English. Finish work, etc. Now, do you have difficult words here that you did not understand?
Maybe, yeah, I want to say while.
A why? For a moment, for
Okay.
a small moment. Okay, a why? Why? Now, do you know why we use the simple present here?
Because he it's his her job. So I do he this job every day,
Okay.
and this is we use the present simple to say a generality or how do you say habitude,
A habit, a routine.
a routine.
Absolutely perfect. Well done. Well said. Okay. So now, could you tell me in your own words, what does Lupita do in her day? In your own words, Anthony, can you tell me about this?
On his job,
Her job,
her job,
her job.
she answer the telephone and take message. She use a fax machine and a computer.
Okay.
She speak Spanish, but I can. She can speak English too.
Okay.
Her supervisor is Mr. Torres.
Okay.
He's an engineer.
Okay.
She starts to work at 8.
Okay, at 8 o'clock. Okay,
8 o'clock.
and
She drive to work. She usually drive to work.
she usually drives to work. Absolutely. Okay.
She lunch from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
Alors, je peux pas dire she lunch. Because lunch is not a verb here.
Yeah.
Okay, she can say she takes her lunch.
Okay, she takes a
Okay,
lunch.
or she has her lunch at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, always forget the verbs. Okay, or she has her lunch. So what is her job title?
What?
What is her job title? She works as a, job title means le titre de son travail.
Ah yeah, she is a
Secretary.
secretary.
Yes, so she works as a secretary. And what is the name of the company?
The name of company, where is it? Company in Monterrey. No.
Okay, attends. Okay, so we don't have the name of the company,
No,
but we have the location of the
no.
company. And what type of company is that? What type of company is it? What does it make? What does it manufacture?
She rests she
So the
She
company
was the
manufactured.
company answer to the client.
No. Là, I'm asking you the question about the company. So the company, what kind of company is it? Quel type de compagnie? What does it make? Qu'est-ce qu'il fait? Qu'est-ce que la compagnie fabrique?
He sell téléphone service, enfin
Non,
phone
non,
service.
non, non, non. We make bottles and cans for soft drink.
Ah yes.
Yeah, you're going, you're talking about Lupita. Lupita is the one who answers the phone. Not the company. The company is a large company and it is located in Monterrey, Mexico. So it's a Mexican company. Okay. And the company make bottles and cans for soft drinks. Okay.
Okay.
Do you know what is soft drink?
Yeah, it's not alcohol.
No, c'est les boissons gazeuses, soft
Yeah.
drinks like Coca, etc. OK? Boissons gazeuses. OK, what else? OK, so we make here, we make, c'est nous fabriquons, OK? So to make, to manufacture. OK, c'est bon?
Yes.
Okay. Now I want you for the homework.
Yes.
Okay, next lesson. Okay, homework. Next lesson. Okay, I want you to write. To take the example here, tu vois comment elle a écrit là, how she works, how she writes about Lupita Day. Maybe you can write about your day. So you will say to write a small a text, okay, about Antoine's day.
Okay, so my routine.
Yeah, you can take inspired by the little text that you have here.
Okay.
Okay, you use the present and you see, it's quite interesting. Voilà, j'ai mis tout là. C'est bon?
Okay.
It's okay? It's clear for you. Hein? Okay, Antoine.
Yes.
Let's see. So maybe next week we can do the lesson a little bit late if you want.
Okay.
Maybe we can do it at 12:30 if it's okay for you.
So it's okay, midi 30.
Midi 30, voilà.
Okay. So yeah, it's okay for me. But for the next week of the next week, I can do this time.
No, then we'll see.
Just okay.
Yes, next week. Okay.
Just next week. Okay.
Next week. Okay, I just try to put it here. Alors, white paper. Okay, lesson content and the white paper. It's always on your content, white paper. You can have all of this in your course history.
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you next week.
Okay. See
See
you
you
next week.
soon.
See you
Bye-bye.
soon. Bye.
Bye.